Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Linda.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Linda. Yes, I'm just following up in regards to your call.
Okay, so you're Erica?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm calling and asking for Melissa. Well, anyway, listen, are you the one that text my caregivers?
Yes, I asked for their email so I can send them the caregiver application so they can start onboarding with our home care agency.
Okay, Jalen, he says he didn't get an email.
Give me
could
one
you
second.
Double check? Could you double check?
Yes, of course. One moment. Okay, so I see here that he responded to me yesterday. I wasn't in office yesterday, but I'm going to send him the email now.
Okay. Because I yelled at him last night. I said, you don't look close enough.
My apologies. I'm sorry.
No. It's my grandson, so I have to always be on his case. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Alrighty, so okay. Is there anything else?
Yes, now listen. I don't think we're going to make the start date September 1st. I don't think we're going to make it. There's not enough of time left this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to change it. What is the next Monday? The 8th, correct?
Yes.
Because there's not enough of time yet this week till everybody gets their stuff in. Now, my caregivers, they got to send in their driver's license, correct?
Yes, two forms of ID. So it could be a driver's license and social or driver's license. And it doesn't have to be driver's license. It can just be simply a state ID and a birth certificate. Just two forms of ID from the I-9 and W-4 form that they have to fill out as well.
Okay, and their TB results.
Yeah, so they can do TB at their primary care physician, CVS, a local.
They already have them. They already have them.
Okay, perfect. So they can just take a picture and send it to me.
Okay. So, and then that's all they need, correct?
Yes, for the most part. And then they just have to fill out the links that I sent to them, which is the application, the I-9W-4, and the competency test.
Okay. So when I have any problems, And believe me, I get them. This number that you call me on, is this a good number to call you?
Yes, this is my direct line. So it's best to give me a call because I'm the coordinator on your case.
You're going to be my coordinator. Okay. And your name is Erica.
Correct.
Right? Freaking A, where did I get Melissa from? I
so Melissa's
no
my supervisor.
Aha! Well,
so because
maybe
I wasn't
wrong there. Maybe she might
yes.
call me. Yes,
because I
she
wasn't in.
Called.
The best person was for her to reach out to you. But because
okay,
I'm back in the office, there's no need to speak to her.
Okay, so I guess I'm not nuts then after all. So okay, so like I say, let's move that start date up until the 8th.
Okay, no problem.
To make sure,
so
to make sure everybody gets to work in, and you know. I like to have my ducks in a row.
Okay, no problem. That's perfect. I'll inform the service coordinator on my end as well.
Okay. All right, that'll work. I hope you don't mind I call you because, like, sometimes I have a million and one questions.
No, it's
or,
okay.
Or
that's
okay
what I'm here for.
Is it okay if I text you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Erica, for returning my call. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.